Fox at the top. Fox at the bottom. Live and local right now.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area on one radio station. Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Welcome back, my friends.
Welcome back, John Potter. Live and local final hour. I appreciate all the feedback. I'm trying to change the subject, but let me just run through these texts. Again, the I feel silly for saying the bird issue. Okay, here we go. John, ask the person who suggested a rat trap with peanut butter if he's ever seen it actually work on a squirrel. Yeah, I have squirrel problems. I tried that one time only. Squirrels are bigger and tougher than rats, and the squirrel just shook it off. I watched it happen. The guy who suggested feral cats was correct. I feed feral cats, and they see my neighborhood as their territory, and I have not seen a squirrel in years. Squirrels are vermin. It has probably been 5 years since I've had to shoot a squirrel. Haven't seen any. I really appreciate this live experiences you've had. John, waste management won't pick up a lot of things. Okay, that was somebody complaining about trash along Kitski. Says they won't pick up a lot of things, so the people toss it everywhere. My neighborhood got a tire that fit in the car and can. Oh, I'm sorry. Neighbor got a tire that fit in the can, and they refused it and set it on the curb, so he rolled it down the hill toward Reno. Okay. It's a funny life out there. Okay, another one, last one I'll read. Yes, John, Amazon is where I got an alarm clock that projects the time on the ceiling as well as the digital numbers on the face. The one I bought, you can adjust the brightness. Then, John, you could just buy another Timex with the Indiglo feature. Listen, I love that Timex. $40 at Walmart, just great. And the $49 Casio Marlin watch, the one that the millionaires wear, $49 on Amazon. Anyway, we got to go to the phones, 884-9910, because as our guest, we have Kaylee, who's on the line right now. Hey, Kaylee, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Let me introduce you. Folks, we have a big thing coming to town next week, and you're invited. The Nevada Small Farms Conference takes over at the Sparks Nugget starting Thursday, this coming Thursday for 3 days. It's filled with learning, networking, and fun, connecting with farmers, experts, all agricultural enthusiasts to help you get into small-scale farming. Whether you're a seasoned farmer or you're just starting out, you want to be a farmer. And you only need a half acre of land to be a small-scale farmer. This event is perfect for anybody looking to grow their knowledge and skills in agriculture. And Kaylee Chapin from Small Farms Conference is on the line with giveaway tickets, too. We're going to give those away in the next 15 minutes. First off, Kaylee, you're from Hawthorne, Nevada?
Actually, no. I live remotely on the eastern part of Nevada, so outside of Battle Mountain.
Oh, no kidding. Okay, because I noticed the UNR Extension Agriculture Office is in Hawthorne, and that's where the press release came from. Small-scale farming is farming on a small plot of land where small farmers, regular-sized folks, grow fruits, vegetables, grains. You can raise livestock. So tell me about, give us some examples of some of the small-scale farms that we have here in Nevada.
Well, I'll focus more in the Reno area because this is where the conference will be at. I know a lot of people have raised garden beds in their backyards trying to produce food for their families. So those are examples. We have sections of the conference to cover livestock issues. So, if you've got those chickens or pigs or cows, this conference is also for you.
The conference is open to anybody. The tickets are $75, am I correct, which we're going to give away after our little interview. But it's open door. You just buy a ticket or you win one here. and go to the Sparks Nugget. Are you going to be there, right?
Yes, I will be there, and it's 3 full days of hands-on workshops, learning sessions. Again, we are going to give away 2 registrations, both being $75 worth. So please call in, and we hope to see you next week.
How, if people are considering, I know somebody who's thinking about it because they think they can make a little bit of money on this. How do you sell your goods from a small farm? You can't really just walk into a supermarket or restaurant, but there are markets where people buy from people growing their own food, right?
Yes, exactly. So that's actually a couple of our sessions are going to cover how to market your product and how you can add value to your products as well, because there's a lot of different routes to take when trying to sell your produce. And so a big focus we have for this conference is producers talking to producers, telling them how they did it, and talking about how you go about your business planning, as well as the type of licenses and certifications required. So those are all topics that are important to know when you start farming. So hopefully you can find value in that.
So a total beginner can come to this and get the lowdown. That's awesome. Let me ask you this. What's the best crop to grow on a small-scale farm, you know, to make some money? What have people had a lot of success with in Nevada? Let me guess. Eggs!
Well, that's a tough question to answer, because it just depends on the amount of space you have available. So if you're talking more of small scale, such as urban agriculture, I would say lettuce and salad type vegetables to grow in your gardens. On a larger scale, goodness, melons are a good one if you have a lot of space. And it just depends on where you're located in the state of Nevada, because all of our elevations, climates are also unique in different areas.
So we have workshops next Thursday, lunch at Social Mixer, and presentations on Friday at the conference at the Nugget, and full-day conference next Saturday. Why do agencies like yours, I guess UNR Extension College of Agriculture, promote these? What are the benefits of small-scale farms for the state, for Nevada?
The benefit is providing healthy food, creating sustainable agriculture within the state. A big thing of us putting on this conference, for example, is trying to provide those resources to beginners or current or experienced farmers, because it's always important to learn how to progress. Progress is always important. There's always new and innovative ways to practice farming. So we just try our biggest thing at the university is providing education. And so we found this important to help producers thrive and get their start.
Who are the folks that are going to be teaching these workshops and presentations? Are we going to have some very knowledgeable farmers there to talk to folks?
Yes. Oh, man. If you guys go to our website, we have our agenda posted, because there are so many presenters. But a few highlights are our keynote speaker is Cody Witt, and he's with Full Circle Compost. He's going to talk about his family legacy from being a dairy farmer to now composter, and he's got a very successful, thriving business. We'll also hear from farmer Ray Johnson, and he's going to be doing a hands-on workshop. So anyone who attends that workshop, they're going to be walking away with a transplanted seedling. So he has seedlings, and he's going to teach us the techniques on transplanting plants. So that's really unique. And he is a successful gardener, farmer, and we will also hear from professionals within the industry that also work at the university. Gosh, there's just so many different things. I'm trying to think of any others. And then on Thursday, we're going to be hearing from, we'll have 2 different workshops going on throughout the day. In the morning, there will be a meat processing workshop where you actually get to walk away with value-added products. You're doing a hands-on, and then in that afternoon, we'll hear from Farmer Joe Frey. He will be talking about regenerative agriculture and covering things like how to build a worm farm, or hearing from Gary McEwen on just health soil elements. So, lots to be covered.
Yeah, this is for Nevada small producers or people who are thinking of getting into this. Your $75 ticket includes pre-conference workshops, two full days of hands-on workshops, social mixer presentations. So it seems from Googling that many states are doing this small-scale farming conferences, California, Oregon. So I got to ask, is this a new thing? Have we done this in Nevada before, have a small farm conference?
Yes, actually, it used to happen in the past. I'm not for sure who was the coordinator of it in the past, but then a few years ago, we started it, we brought it back calling it the Small Agriculture Conference, and then we decided to jump on labeling it as Small Farm. So this will be the third one I've been helping with. Our first one was in Vegas. Second one was in Fallon, and now we're here in Reno, and so we're so excited to just keep the momentum going.
Well, it's good for the state. There are a lot of pros with small farms. You got the fresh, nutritious food. It's quality over quantity. Support for the local economy. It's environmental sustainability with crop rotation. You teach about the organic fertilizers and. There's preservation of farmland, too, and rural culture, which I love because they're taking so much farmland and building contractors have taken them over, and that's a darn shame. I would love to retain the rural culture that we have, so folks, don't miss out on this exciting opportunity to expand your farming horizons. Guys, become a farmer. Do you know how hot the farmers only dating site is? They love farmers, guys. They love them, these ladies. All right.
Well, come check out this, everyone at the Small Farm Conference.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you calling and also offering up these free tickets. How many do we have?
We have two tickets.
Great. Mr. Craig is in Carson City. He's going to arrange this now. Craig, what do we need for folks? It's a text contest, 775-884-9910. What would you like folks to text in, Craig?
Well, let's text in our guest's first name to win.
Oh, okay.
And the first person with her correct first name will get both tickets, because I'm assuming that it would be a couple going. So. Mm-hmm. They will get both tickets.
All right. Excellent. Well, thank you so much for the call, Ms. Chapin. Okay?
Of course, yes. I look forward to hearing from you all and giving away two tickets.
So. Small Farms Conference. Now, folks who don't get the winning tickets, of course, they can buy the tickets very easily. So tell folks how to buy those tickets to be there at the Sparks Nugget for three full days. Go ahead.
We have a website. If you go to UNR Small Farms Conference, you can buy your tickets there, or we'll also have the option to buy tickets on site as well.
Or just do what I do. I Googled Nevada Small Farms Conference, and it's all right there. Thank you, Ms. Chapin.
Of course. Thank you. We look forward to seeing everyone next week.
Okay, super. I love letting people know about great things, and to me, this is a great thing. Thank you for changing the topic from those nasty crows. I'm John Potter. This is all live and local and right now. Next segment, open topic from you. You're next. We'll hear from you about anything. 884-9910, you can text too. We're going to take a break on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk, time 11:20.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
Government is bad and government is evil.
99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk, KKFT.
News, talk, truth.
Hello, welcome back. Welcome back, my friends. John Potter, live and local each and every Saturday 9 to noon. It's 11:24, so we don't have a whole lot of time left. Thank you for your interesting texts. I always learn a lot every Saturday. Let's get through a few more texts. Hey, John, don't feed the weed to the ravens. Thanks. People are combining my stories now. I just came back from Vegas, happened to stay at the Sahara Hotel, and guess what? They're holding a marijuana convention at the Sahara Hotel while I'm there, and I got a snootful of the skunk weed there for 3 days. So thank you, Justin, merging that story with the crow story. Well done, my friend. Well done. Let me see. Hey, John, have you ever noticed people talk about how pro-Trump Fox News is, yet when I listen to Fox Radio News, they're very subtly anti-Trump? Have you noticed that? I'll have to listen closer. I will say it's incredibly blatant on the Alphabet networks, the anti-Trump bias. It's just incredible. People have got to be noticing this. I mean, gosh, the ABC and the CBS, when they report on like the nominees, the Trump nominees, you know, Kennedy Jr. and Tulsi Gabbard, and it's always presented in this such a negative fashion. It's always the controversial picks. And who do we hear from suddenly when it comes to Tulsi Gabbard and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. being confirmed? We hear constantly about the one Republican naysayer, Mitch McConnell. This guy has never had so much exposure on the news before, because he's not going along with Trump on those two nominations. It's no big thing. Probably Mitch McConnell won't vote for Tulsi Gabbard or Robert F. Kennedy Jr. because they're Democrats, okay? And he's the Republican leader in the Senate. So, but everything is just the controversial, and always the negative spokesman. It's just incredibly, you know, and the Democrat Party also, along with the media, don't address why Trump won the election. And more importantly, and they don't dare bring this up, they don't dare bring up why minorities voted for Donald Trump. And it was pretty much more Hispanics voted for Trump than they did for I forgot her name already, which is good.
Harris.
Well, okay. Thanks for reminding me. But as for why minorities voted for Trump, you know what this reminds me of? It reminds me, Craig, I don't know if you ever saw the old TV show Hill Street Blues.
Yes.
I don't know if you remember this episode. It's stuck in my mind. I never forgot it. I even memorized the little speech in this episode. This episode of Hill Street Blues, how many of you folks remember this? The Hill Street Blues banquet episode. Lieutenant Calitano, I remember watching that speech on Hill Street Blues. The good lieutenant was livid that everybody on the committee, they were holding a big banquet for Lieutenant Calitano. I think it was it a retirement banquet? I can't remember. But the good lieutenant, Hispanic lieutenant, was livid that everybody on the committee that put together this banquet for him made a big deal about him being Mexican when he was in fact, he was Colombian. And no one bothered to check. So he gets up there at the podium and he says this. He says, "Why huevos rancheros? And why margaritas? Why do you assume that all Hispanic people like that kind of food? I don't like that kind of food. I'm not Mexican. I'm not Puerto Rican. You go to all this trouble to give this banquet in my honor, and no one even bothers to find out I'm Colombian." Now, this episode, when I saw it, it was back 1981. And it was kind of jarring to hear back then. I think it was my first exposure to, identity politics. The point I'm making here, tying this episode in with Trump, is because the Democrats assumed that all Hispanics were the same and they were all going to vote for the Democrat candidate for president. No, we're all different and individual. And when I first saw this episode, I didn't fully get it. I didn't jump in and swoon over what Lieutenant Celentano said. You know, we were brought up back in the day to show some grace and restraint. You know, the rest of the officers in my mind back then, they made a mistake, but they meant well. They were sincere in their wishes to honor Lieutenant Celentano, and they were doing it in the best way they knew how. But the episode, to me, when I saw it, the effect on me, it was like, I'm going to take offense and rub their noses in it, and I'm going to shame them attitude, which to this day still kind of surprises me. Am I alone in this? And I think as time goes on, I'm more and more somebody who puts a lot more emphasis on grace and holding my tongue when somebody does something nice but innocently does it in the wrong way. They don't mean it. Well, nowadays, if somebody makes that error or mistake and doesn't understand racial identity as well as they should know, they're shamed all over the internet, on Reddit and everything. I think we need a little more grace lately, you know, to give benefit of the doubt and to recognize an honest mistake and not use it against somebody to shame them. Though I did like what the lieutenant said. I just would say it, you know, to my, you know, to better is what I'm trying to say. But my point is, again, you know, that party thought all Hispanics, all African-Americans would vote for their candidate. And we're all individuals and we're all different. And sometimes it's just a shade of skin color, you know. All right. 884-9910 is our number. I got one more half hour to go till I'm out. So give us a call. We're going to break for Fox News right now. You can text too, 884-9910. I'm John Potter, live and local on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time, 1131.
The easiest way to remember us is just 99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk.
Welcome back. Welcome back, my friends. Live and local, I'm John Potter, each and every Saturday, 9 to noon, right here. It's open lines right now, 884-9910, which means that if you don't call up with whatever is on your mind, I'm going to tell sucky stories, just like the broken Indiglo watch story. I'm going to do stuff like that again until noon, okay? And that's pretty torturous for us both. 884-9910. Okay, let's run through some texts. Okay, John, I do love your show. I wish you would do more about old Reno, like the old Riverside Hotel. Some of the blasts from the past. So they're gone. Well, I'll tell you what, I've been doing the show now for just about 3 years, and I did an awful lot. That's how I started this show. I spent most of my life here in this incredible state, and I came on and I just unloaded all my nostalgia stories on folks, and it was fascinating. And I think 3 years, let's bring it back again. Let's do a show where we talk about those old memories. That's my favorite topic, actually, and I'm glad you wrote that in. Let me see. John, the Democrats will never talk about policy, just that their messaging was wrong. They think the people are stupid. They never change. Thank you much. Appreciate it. If you listen a lot, you notice my real enemies aren't so much Democrats. It's the media and how we're just getting one-sided news constantly. It just John, what was the name of the little teeny casino on Virginia Street right next to the railroad tracks? That was the old Reno. Remember the old Reno? On Virginia Street, north of Commercial, just north of the tracks, had a big yellow sign, 50-cent beer, remember, back in the 70s. Boy, downtown was alive back then. All right, to me, when it comes to politics, I think the biggest issue, and I think the election proved it, was your money. It was the economy. And it still is. And so when I talk about politics, it's usually about money. I think that's the prime thing out there. Well, this week, on Wednesday, actually, the Labor Department announced it went up again. Inflation. Goods and services got more expensive in January. The U.S. annual inflation rate is currently 3%, and this is for the 12 months that ended in January. It's been 2%. It's been over 2% every month since 2021. The media has been telling us for 2 years now, inflation is cooling, inflation is falling. It just went up. It just went up for the month of January. And it's been over 2% since 2021. It's currently 3% for the past 12 months. In the macro, that is basically another $1,000 or so for the average American family. In the micro, it's a tank of gas costing $60 or $80, or like yesterday, going out for sub sandwiches at lunch with my wife, and a $31 bill for nothing special whatsoever. It's like a bleeding artery on the budget. You cut the treats and you trim the non-essentials, and pretty soon the basic expenses take more than you make. And it's a red ink month. And if you have savings, you're okay. And if you don't, you're looking up food cupboards and standing in line at the grocery store. You don't give a darn about politics. You just care about the math and hoping that the ever-climbing number on that register doesn't exceed the ever-shrinking number in your bank account. Used to be you went out for a drive for fun, you know, to see the countryside or go to visit friends, but now you drive with a purpose on an itinerary, skipping trips until one would do the work of several, calculating the miles as miles per gallon multiplied by, what, $5 a gallon? And the next town isn't over 20 minutes away. It's $11 in gas round trip. And what you were going to buy there is increased in cost by a third. You can't afford it, so you stay home. And while that makes the global warmers happy, I guess, they finally overpriced fuel and sidelined your car. And it diminishes your life. And the politicians in D.C. are passing the buck, but it's not ending up in your pocket. You know, all you're getting is the shaft, and all of a sudden the economic balance of your life is thrown off, and the kids stop taking piano, and the ice cream shop loses your business. Restaurants are having the hardest time ever now, failing or about to fail. The braces will have to wait till another year. Let the roof leak, the car rust, and the vacation go untaken, and let fear and anxiety, the more you watch the news, that is, and also your wallet, take their place at the family table, and let the constant nagging of financial, uncertainty eat at you and haunt your dreams. And, you know, let the hole in your budget grow bigger with each visit to the supermarket and paying of the monthly bills. Turn off the heat, worry that natural gas will go even higher later on this winter. That's inflation, and it's a cancer of the economy and the soul. It's a loss of wealth and a gain of fear. It's the price of incompetence and the realization that when the wicked rule, the people mourn, and today it is our life. And while the economists argue about the when and if of a recession, and the politicians rage and rant about things they hope will divert you, it'll be Joe and Betty America and their God who will see the country through. Moms and dads will sacrifice and scrimp. Second and third jobs will be taken. Dreams will be revised or forgotten. And families will press forward. And Americans will prove once again that when the government fails, they succeed. And when the powerful get it wrong, the real get it right. Adversity builds strength and resourcefulness. The prime lesson from my father. And mom and dad will figure it out. ends will meet and the books will balance and we will be better for the effort. But right now, it just sucks. In 4 years now, the spending power of every American has been diminished. Millionaires and welfare recipients together have less real money in their pockets and more real problems in their lives. It's harder to feed kids and fill the tanks pay the bills. And there's no relief in sight. And I'm sorry. I wish it was different, but this is the way it is. High hopes for the new administration. Our phone number is 884-9910. Taking calls on anything. I think we wore out the Crows topic, but maybe you have more to say about those Ravens. 884-9910. One more segment to go. That's next. You're next at 775-8499-10. Call or text. I'm John Potter, live and local on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1145.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk.
News Time, 99.1 and 92.3.
Hello, welcome back. Welcome back. John Potter live and local. Current temperature in Reno, 34 degrees. Looking at a high in the mid-40s for today. Looking at the chain controls, we just freed up some more highways here. When I came in this morning, they took down the chain control on 80. The only places where we have chain controls right now are just a couple of routes. The Mount Rose Highway, the high ground by the summit. But Mount Rose Highway reopened fully. Yesterday, they opened up Mount Rose Highway to get to the ski resort. Early this morning, they opened up Mount Rose Highway to go all the way from Reno to Incline Village. But in the high ground, you do need chains currently, and also chains on 89, the west shore of Lake Tahoe from Tahoe City to Emerald Bay. Now, at Emerald Bay, it's closed because of a snow bank, obviously. Also, you need chains going to, let me see, that's another 89 from, down by Hope Valley. Let's go to the phones, 884-9910. It's Donnie calling from Fernley. Hey, Donnie, I'm glad you called. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, John. Somebody mentioned earlier Riverside Hotel, and the only really experience I had with that was in the mid-80s. My in-laws bought a beauty and barber supply business, so long story short, I used to go down the barber shop was downstairs, almost like in the basement. And it was just amazing. It was like, of course, I was young and new to the business too, but you'd go downstairs and there was all these old Italian barbers that loved to talk Italian, especially when they knew that you couldn't talk Italian. But they were really nice guys, but it was just going into another world. It was smoke-filled, cigars, Playboy magazines, I think six chairs next to each other, and they were always full, always guys waiting, sitting around talking and drinking. Just a great memory, a lot of good memories from this business, but that one really stands out. And then I heard the Riverside come up, and I thought I'd just share that with you.
Yeah, well, I remember that basement barbershop. I didn't know it was so Italian. By the way, when I was here in 78, when I came to Reno, there were a lot of real Italians here.
Yes,
a lot
sir.
Of Italians
yeah.
moved to Reno, and they're not so obvious right now, but I remember that basement barbershop, and then later it turned into the hottest disco nightclub in town, I think around 1980. I remember that. It was a walk away from Ross Manor. And also there was this great Italian restaurant in what they now call Midtown on Virginia Street. It was Luciano's, and it had this really low ceiling, so you felt like you were in a basement, and everybody sat close together, and it was a rowdy, red wine type of frivolity Italian place to go. It was authentic. It was so real. Great memory, Donnie. I appreciate your call.
Oh, you're welcome.
Take care, my friend.
Well, you brought up the subject of, we're not going to stay on restaurants because that's one of Jerry's pet peeves right now, is taking up time with things. Except I'm advertising right now for one of our favorites. and that would be Mangituto.
That's a great place.
Yes.
What's up there?
Oh, it's everything is delicious.
Yeah,
I haven't had anything bad from Richard and his crew at Mangituto. Same thing U.S. sub base.
Mm. What's your favorite dish at Mangituto's?
Oh, I love the pizza. I can do pizza 7 days a week. And
wow.
Pretty much, I've gone through all the ingredients and probably twice. So
they say, there's Craig
different
again.
Different combinations
pizza
sometimes.
Warmed up. So U.S. Subbase haven't checked out yet. Tell us about how special that is.
They've got some of the greatest burgers. I love their burgers. It's not just subs. They have Chicago style stuff. Tamale boats and things like that. And it's like,
it's not a chain.
It's owned by Richard, the same gentleman who owns Mangituto.
What's the theme of U.S. Subbase?
U.S. Like, Subbase is a walk-in sub shop.
Yeah.
It's got about six or seven tables in it inside. But, yeah, they do a tremendous lunch rush.
Some of the best places to eat are in Carson City.
Exactly. And yeah. We just lost Black Bear Diner down here. So.
I know. I thought everybody liked Black Bear Diner. But they want to upscale it.
Yeah,
that's the deal.
I try and go to the one in Reno or the one in Sparks at least once a quarter, so once every 3 months or so.
And we just reopened the Dickies.
Yes.
Yes,
Dickies. Eric and his brother. I can't remember his name. He's going to shoot me next time he comes in.
Go there, folks, because they say if they make a success of the one in Carson City, we can finally reopen the Dickies in Reno.
Right.
They got their eye on that.
Yeah, they're working toward that. We had Eric and his brother on, it was last week, wasn't it?
Last week, yeah.
Yeah.
Good guys.
Oh, yeah. I love their loaded baked potato with brisket, chopped brisket, and that's... In fact, I'm making myself hungry, so I'm gonna.
I was so crestfallen when I was excited. The guys from Dickies are gonna be here and everything, and I pictured them bringing these big, huge bags full of ribs and all this kind of things and loaded potatoes, and they came empty-handed. I mean, they had to drive from Carson City.
Yeah.
If I'd have known, I would have done the show from Carson City just for that food.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, they're still catering too. They're catering in Reno, so they'll do catering jobs in Reno.
You see,
even though they don't have the Dickies open up there yet.
I didn't drop enough hints to them when we booked them, so it's my fault. I have a way of hinting and getting things
of enticing the stomach, and getting yourself worked up.
So, what are you doing the rest of the weekend?
The rest of the weekend, I'm going to the Moana Athletic and Aquatic Center to go swimming.
Oh, you know, what is the name of that? Somebody told me the name of that is Moana Springs Aquatic Center.
Yeah, Moana. Hold on. I can pull it up here really quick.
And I was confused because I was thinking of the Moana Springs we had here in the 60s when it was a real... hot bath emporium that we unfortunately lost. It's in the same location as our old Moana Springs resort was back in the day.
Yeah, well, it's in the Moana pool. There was until it closed down numerous years ago because it was would have been too costly to bring it up to standards. The official name of it is Moana Springs Community Aquatics and Fitness Center.
There it is. Okay. Moana Springs, they brought back the old name.
Yep.
That's super cool. Well, I'm kind of at a loss. It's hard to there used to be football on the weekends, and now we have all this time. What do we do with it? Don't tell me to do the chores.
Yeah, the honey-do list is calling your name, John.
No, up next is taxes. So why did I bring that up? Oh, my gosh.
We're
first
two,
the crows,
we're just
now
under,
the taxes.
We're actually 2 months from today.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, today's the 15th of February, due 15th of April.
I'll get right on it in April.
You got 2 months. Hey, and I know you got your W-2 from us, so.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Well, I already spent it at Subway. Yeah.
the $5 foot long.
There is no $5 foot long.
Not anymore.
No. My gosh, it's like close to $8. Now, they try to fool you with the pictures in the windows. They say $5 foot long with this picture, but if you look close at the picture, it's a foot long cookie. It's not a sub sandwich.
Ah, well, that's another reason to go to U.S. Sub Base.
There you go. What's your favorite sub there? Oh my gosh, you are making us hungry.
Yeah,
you're
I know.
A bad man.
I'm drooling here, but sorry.
Good.
But it's. Everything on their menu is great at U.S. Sub Base.
Well, next Saturday, I want to do a call on Best Happy Hours. That's my nightlife. I go to bed early. So I want to do Best Happy Hours next Saturday. A fun topic like that. No more talk about crows and ravens. It's going to be a whole new me. A new me. It's all happy stuff next Saturday. Folks, I'm glad you tuned in. Thank you for your patience. I'll talk to you again next Saturday, 9 to noon. I'm John Potter, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Thank you, Craig. FM Talk News Time, 11:58.